welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, we're back. It's only been a week or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, it feels like longer. Can I say Happy New Year to you guys?
Thanks, man.
Is it too late?
I think a Happy New Year is in order.
Happy New Year, then, thanks. To you and our listeners.
Yeah.
I hope you've had a Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, I mean, by now they should know whether it's been happy or not.
Yeah.
We're 3 months in. If it hasn't been happy, we're really sorry.
Yeah.
We're sorry you weren't there in the beginning to wish you a Happy New Year, because then it might have gone a bit better.
They probably weren't having a Happy New Year because the podcast wasn't going.
If anything, it's our fault if they've had terrible years.
We're sorry.
Although, I don't feel too bad.
Although that said, 2016 was quite known as a bad year, and we were podcasting in that year.
And then we stopped.
And then it
and
got
then
worse.
27. Oh, yeah.
It's true. That's it got true. Worse when we stopped podcasting.
Bloody 2016. Murderous year.
Hillary might be in if we hadn't stopped podcasting. That's an interesting thought.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
I saw a film called The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
It was rubbish. But in that, it seemed like anything you do in any way can make major changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plot wise.
I heard a song called Butterfly by Crazy Town. And that also spoke about those kind of things.
Okay. That spoke quite a lot about Come My Lady.
Yeah.
As in Lady Hillary.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
the Butterfly Effect.
Guessing then.
Sugar, baby.
Is it safe to say that within the next like 3 months of this podcast running, Trump will be taken away from the White House?
I think you might be onto something there.
Wow. Look, we're sorry for getting to this so late, but things have been going on. For example, I do believe we have a father in our midst.
Yeah.
It's true.
I didn't know we had a mist.
Yeah. he's in the mist.
Yes.
And he's emerging triumphant.
I have a daughter now.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Her name
Congrats.
Is Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Simon, you were wrong. What did you think it was going to be, Simon?
I think you thought it was going to be Andrea.
Andrew.
I did think Andrea, but Megan's close. Tell me, is it Megan spelt like the normal Megan or like Megan Trainor, who just throws in a little H there?
No H.
No H.
No.
Okay.
Not even a single H.
It's not Megan H. Kerr.
There's an H in her middle name.
Oh, wow. What's her middle name? Hannah?
Beth.
What? Macbeth.
Yeah. I also heard Macbeth.
Megan Macbeth Kerr.
The Scottish daughter.
That's an interesting middle name, but I'm not going to judge because I want to name
what's
my kids
been
off
like?
The list.
What's it
take
been like?
Take us back to the birth. What was that like?
That was intense.
Sure.
That was kind of, I mean, let's not go too far into it, but it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
What side were you
Claire
on?
Claire was amazing. What side was I on?
Yeah.
I was on the left-hand side of the bed.
Okay.
Rooting for the child. Come on.
And then it's kind of been like up and down in terms of sleep, and we're very much in a down zone at the moment.
I've never been present at a birth of a child, but I did recently watch Jurassic Park, where a velociraptor hatches from an egg.
Yeah.
And you see John Hammond standing there going, "Come on, little one, push." Push. Did you do that? Did you stand near Claire and go, push?
John Hammond was there.
He
was
really?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Good man. No expense.
I was basically silent. Just kind of letting the nurses and the assistant there help and do their thing.
Yeah. An egg does sound like a far superior way to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's no wrong side of an egg. If you're in that situation and the egg is hatching, you can be anywhere and you never...
Although, if you think about a rugby ball, if you had to squeeze a rugby ball through a letter post, through a post box, sideways or frontways, there could be a wrong way to have this come out. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Did you hand out cigars? Because I've always thought that's quite a strange time to introduce inhalation of smoke.
No, I didn't.
At the baby's first minutes.
No, I didn't. And I don't think I haven't been offered a cigar since.
Oh.
That's and I probably wouldn't take one.
I've got one at home. I'm saving it for a special occasion.
Oh, well, I'm sad that this wasn't special enough. Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry about that.
Do you have any tips so far, child-rearing tips that you think are essential to know? Because there are some listeners there that probably have children or are thinking of having children.
Hmm.
What would you say they are?
I would say, well, have you had enough sleep? If so, then I think you're ready to have a child, yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting because that's my wife's theory is that she sleeps for as long as possible.
Yeah.
And she says it's because she knows at some stage she won't be able to.
That's great.
Is that wise?
It's going to be a shock, but...
Weaning off sleep way before.
The thing is it's more extreme than anyone would really be realistically willing to wean themselves.
Right.
Because it gets to a point in your weaning where you're like, I think I've weaned enough.
Yeah, I'm going to have a sleep.
I'm well weaned.
This weaning is making me tired.
I'm weaned weary.
Okay, so you reckon starve yourself asleep. What's the next advice?
There must be a certain getting over gross spills, like letting that kind of bodily functions not affect you anymore.
Yeah, and I am the sort of person who does get affected by that kind
you
of stuff.
Squeam. You a little bit. And you squeam.
Exactly. I'm a terrible father.
What's made you squeam the most?
I don't know. You do actually get over it pretty quick.
Okay,
I did get squirt pooed on once. Which was actually funny.
I don't know whether to laugh there. I'm glad that you've opened the gates to it.
I don't think I'd laugh. If anything, laughing means you're likely to get that in your mouth.
No, well...
or encourage it.
Yeah, it's all about angles. okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think that was it, really.
All right.
And a couple months in, you're still kind of happy with the decision?
Going back? Although at the moment, on Friday, tomorrow, we are going to start sleep training.
Okay.
Because basically she's waking up at night between every hour and 2 hours and needing us for something. And she's feeding frequently at night. I won't go on for too long with this.
This podcast brought to you by Huggies. Yeah.
This is all helpful.
She's feeding very frequently at night and she should be feeding not at all.
Okay.
So she needs to sleep through, but she can't. And we're going to start sleep training tomorrow night, and it's terrifying because basically she's going to cry for the next 4 nights.
Can you not
solidly.
Just leave a little edible treat in the bed so she can roll over?
Yeah.
But here's a Kit Kat.
And then
she can have a break.
Can we have one? That would be great.
I know Simon once mentioned in a podcast that the best way to get through all this period is to just have headphones in and kind of turn your back and ignore the child.
Yeah.
What do you think of that as an option?
That is a sleep training method, which people do
ignore
use.
Ignore the child.
Pretty much. But we're not going to do
Thank you.
No, it's good.
I'm not saying it's a good method. No, I think we're going to try a different one, but it's still going to require... She's quite a madam, and so it's going to require a lot of tears. I'm probably going to put my headphones in just to keep my stress levels down.
That's good. So what's probably happened, right?
Yeah.
Is you have been leaving the chocolate in the bed, but you've left the wrong chocolate. You've given her a bar one, and so now she's got an extra hour in a day.
25-hour day. Yeah. Oh, I should have thought of that. Yeah.
Or maybe just the coconut one from the Quality Street.
Because like, nobody likes that.
These are rubbish. Give me the little triangle.
Yeah.
Guys, I got one word for you. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga?
I surf now.
Hey!
New sport.
It's cowabunga definitely one word, though?
It is. Yeah,
it's probably hyphenated.
It was written on my on this couch I used to have that had all Bart Simpson quotes like all over it.
I mean, was it an official couch, or did you just
what
did you write these words on your parents' couch?
No. This was a full-on Bart Simpson couch.
Couch surfing. That was the joke.
That's pretty fun. I will ask you this: has either of you ever surfed?
Well, my worries about surfing is much like an 80-year-old man. I'm scared I won't be able to get up.
Okay.
I can't really get it right for skiing, so I don't really think that I'll be able to do much better in the world of surfing.
I thought that too. And the first time I went, I didn't stand up, therefore I didn't surf. I went surfing, I didn't even surf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And And I thought, oh, this isn't that much fun. And then the second time I did manage to stand up and I was like, this is heaps better.
And what tip would you give someone who can't stand to mm-hmm. get into a position where they can stand? What's the thing that changed? Like Bostick Prestick on your feet?
There is actually. They famously put that sexy wax on surfboards.
Okay.
I think it's called sexy wax.
Without the Y, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I go out there and it's just like really zen. I like don't even catch a wave.
How sticky is this wax?
Sexy wax.
Yeah, are you able to, like, once you're standing...
Yeah, you just go to shore.
You ever get off.
Somebody carries you home. No, it's not sticky enough, actually. You fall over a lot of times.
So where are your surf spots?
Just that main popular one in Muizenberg where everyone goes.
Okay.
Where you... struggle, you know, when you're not good at anything, you spend half your time looking down at your feet because you're unsure of how you're going to stand up. But now you also have to spend half your time looking out in front of you so as to not, you know, take the heads off little kids who are learning to surf as well. So it does get quite crowded. That's right. I've surfed 3 times. I'm complaining that it's crowded. These waves belong to me.
I'm impressed that you're surfing because in my mind, you would be more of a bodyboarder.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. I'm glad it even crossed your mind. I tried bodyboarding after having surfed, and it seemed very silly.
I think every time you go surfing and you don't stand up, you're just bodyboarding.
Yeah, on a really, really long and safe bodyboard. Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, I've done that, so that's my new thing. But Simon, you're running and cycling. You've got that fancy watch.
I have started doing...
The bonus sheep are more active than usual.
Yeah, I have started doing things which are more active. Basically, what happened since we last podcasted is we went to the Grahamstown Festival. We met a guy called Darren, who was part of the crew with Derek Watts and Sunday Blues. And he runs this sort of... soccer thing that happens on Wednesdays that I thought, hey, this Darren guy is cool. I wouldn't mind seeing more of this oak. And so joined his sort of ongoing soccer thing. And that sort of lured me into this whole try, be healthy and be active.
Yeah.
And it's been quite fun. I scored 4 goals yesterday.
What?
I know. I was as surprised.
Sure. I wasn't there. I'd have liked to have seen that.
Yeah, I think I probably scored those goals because you weren't there. Dill's actually surprisingly good at soccer.
Wondering what that comment meant, but
sure. I mean, he had to put in surprisingly.
That's fair.
Well, you know,
neither Simon nor I look particularly sporty. Yeah,
we haven't been coordinated. We haven't been known for our sports at all. People kind of assume. I think they're even probably surprised we can play instruments. They're probably more think, okay, those guys look like they've read the entire like Game of Thrones trilogy.
Not even the case. Haven't read any of them.
And I think I call it a trilogy. I don't even think it is a trilogy.
So we've done well there too.
I've been really waiting. I mean, a long time has passed, and that's meant a long time has passed without me really being able to talk about the bathroom situation.
Oh. Oh my word.
At my work.
I thought new year, new topic of conversation.
No.
Not even.
There are 2 points I want to discuss in this little section about our work bathroom. The first is very recently there have been renovations that have meant that they've basically taken the bathroom on my floor and gotten rid of one of the toilets, one of the urinals, and they've made, which is very good.
They've repurposed, I think.
They've repurposed, a step in the right direction probably, a bathroom for disabled people, you know, the slightly bigger bathroom, so if you're in a wheelchair, you can get to the door. And that's really great. But what it has meant is that there's now like never a toilet available in the usual men's bathroom.
What strikes me here is that historically you've always been a stall man. So why should them losing one urinal matter so much to you?
Well, I will say why. It's because I've been dabbling more with the urinal in the last couple of years. It's one of the...
never dabble with the urinal. Got to wash your hands afterwards.
And the fortunate thing about the new urinal that they have is that the way it's positioned, whenever sort of the bathroom door opens, you're basically just peeing in front of whoever. Whoever's outside at the time, which is not really good.
No.
It is covered in the right place, but your head sticks out enough to kind of just...
You could have a conversation.
Yeah,
you could easily do like sort of sock puppets.
You've used this one too, Andrew.
Yeah, Yeah, it's happened on both floors. Your whole kind of waist and
torso must be sticking out the top.
Absolutely.
So that's a bit. So that's basically made this bit of a dilemma in my mind. Okay. Is that at what stage is it appropriate to use the disabled bathroom if you're not disabled? Because we do not have any disabled people on our floor. And so bathroom is mainly free.
Why would they put it there if there was no demand?
Because it's good in case there ever is someone who's disabled on our floor.
There we go.
It's a very good thing.
So what if there ever is somebody disabled on your floor and you're sitting there?
I'll tell you, they might have to wait. Like I would have to wait if I was waiting for the bathroom in my normal way.
Interesting. Okay, so you reckon...
So you're already on the side of you can't use a disabled bathroom unless you have a reason.
I wouldn't use a disabled bathroom. No, not even unless you have a reason. What are you talking about? What's the reason? I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I am disabled.
Oh, that kind of reason. Sure. No, then I'd probably use it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would be quite a strong line to take that even the disabled people can't use the disabled bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. We got to keep that open for everyone.
Yeah, Kerr, I mean, you were warming more towards my side. I feel
I'm a stickler for the rules.
Oh my word!
So I'm a no go on the disabled. But and I've watched the IT crowd, and I've seen what can happen.
Because I haven't gotten to the stage yet where I feel like I should use it and then limp out afterwards. I feel like that would be in poor taste.
Right.
So I've just sort of been confidently using it.
It's quite a serious...
You've already been using it.
I've used it about 7 times since that's
it's quite a and serious trip to the bathroom that leaves you limping afterwards. Yeah.
Wait, so you've used it. Have you used it enough times that you've met people coming
in? I think
in,
once or twice.
And what do they do when they see you?
Well, they're just walking.
They go, I mean, shame.
They don't shame. I think they're probably going, I'll use that next.
Wait, did you say they just walk in?
Well, they didn't walk into the disabled bathroom.
People in your position too, using this bathroom.
Basically, what I would like to do...
What's wrong with the bathroom that existed before that's now got one urinal less?
It was difficult to maneuver a wheelchair into it.
Yeah.
No, for you guys.
Well,
you able-bodied.
There's constantly people in it. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's
I'm not just going to the disabled bathroom because I like the space.
Yeah, there's a lot of space.
Oh, cool. I can pirouette in here before
actually,
I take a dump.
Yeah, it's a problem. And it's something that we need to solve.
So it's a problem though, but you're not willing
I'm not willing.
Just use a disabled bathroom.
Now I go to the third floor.
But surely at some stage you're going to add one in the third floor.
Yeah, but until then. And then I'll go to the fourth floor. And I'll keep going up a floor until I run out of floors.
Until you're crapping on the roof.
It's a disabled roof only.
All right. Well, this leads me on to the next situation. Because believe it or not... On one or two occasions, I thought what I would do is wait. I thought, okay. I know that if I go upstairs, I might run into the same problem because they've done the same thing upstairs.
Mm.
So I've thought, well... Let me try avoid going to the disabled bathroom. Let me rather wait until the usual bathroom I go to opens up. And I ran into two problems there. One is I had to end up waiting a very long time, which is obviously not ideal if you really want to go.
You know what else isn't ideal? Living in a wheelchair.
I would agree with that as well. But the second thing that started going through my mind was how long... Does it become a scary thing to walk into that bathroom? If someone's been in that bathroom, if you've waited 10 minutes, do you really want to go into the bathroom after there? No. Surely there's a cutoff time when it becomes probably a good health choice to go to the disabled bathroom.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to be greeted with things you'd rather not be greeted with.
They should have like an emergency line maybe that you could ring. Like, I know we don't want cameras in our bathrooms.
Definitely not.
But at 10 minutes... Maybe it's a good thing to have somebody else kind of say, okay, I've checked the situation out. He's fallen asleep. It's safe to just knock and walk in.
A good alarm would be good. So if you've taken more than 10 minutes, you're like aware that, you know, you might be creating a bit of a dumple still skin for someone to walk into. The other thing that happened is I did use the disabled bathroom on one occasion, and I used it straight after I saw an able-bodied person walk out the bathroom. So unless his disability was like IBS or something, he definitely had no place, as did I, to be in that bathroom. Mm. But for whatever reason, the bathroom was covered in water.
What?
Yeah, like the door handle bit was covered. It's not like there was a leak. It was just literally like as if he had washed his hands in some sort of aggressive fashion.
That's
it was
strange.
Really off-putting.
Oh.
Maybe that's his disability. Inability to wash hands properly.
Interesting. Well, speaking of water and bathrooms, how are you guys doing on like saving water? Because Oof. This is... Hot topic.
I mean, I feel like I'm not saving water, but I am reusing some water. Okay. Which I don't know if that's surely like that's better. It's saving in the sense that before I would consistently forget to water my garden with a hose, and now I cover it with two buckets a day or whatever.
Wait, so you weren't watering it before?
No, that's the thing. So now I think now I'm actually using more water.
Do you know what?
That's amazing.
I'm glad you said that because I'm very much in the same position.
Oh, really?
It's because, as previously said, I've started exercising in the last couple of months, which means I shower more. So I am using probably double the amount of water.
But do you have a bucket at the bottom of your shower?
No.
To catch all that water so that you can throw it on Christine for her shower. See, I've got the weird situation in my flat where I don't have access to where that water drains to, so I can't catch it at the end. I don't have access to the toilet system, so I can't like put a brick in there or turn the tap off and reuse my water to fill, because that sits on the roof or something like that. And, you know, you don't want to go to a roof these days in case Andrew's up there taking a dump. And so what I'm doing is just catching water in a bucket until it's full and then kind of pouring it out.
No, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Catching it again. I mean, I'm pouring it, like, I've got like six plants, so I guess I'm watering those with it. But now, you know, like they say you can use water to flush a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My toilet doesn't seem to work that way. And what it does is it leaves you with a result worse than having not flushed the toilet in the first place. I don't know, you know, people can use their minds here, but imagine a torrent of water upsetting what was already there, but it not going away, just kind of being ruffled up.
A bit. Yeah. What you don't want is now, if anything, closer to coming out of the toilet than it was before.
Yeah.
So you okay, well, that's good. So you kind of are, in some ways, unless you were never watering your plants, you are saving some water.
I am.
Andrew, you're using more and I'm using more.
Okay, I don't think I am actually using more, but I am saving our tap water and Megan's bath water. And that's the only thing I'm putting on the plants.
But now she can't be that much of a madam that she doesn't mind having a bath in the same water every night for a week, surely.
Yeah, but we mind.
Because, you know, it's different when you're an adult. Oh, a nice clean bath. Hmm. You're like, you know, yeah, how do you 3 weeks
old? I think
old?
We've discovered that Dylan's not ready yet for kids.
No. How do you reheat that water so that it's not like cold by the time she gets there?
Cold baths in this heat are the best.
No, babies hate cold baths. And like, they also weird. They also wee in their bath.
She's going to walk all over you if you think that she hates cold baths.
She is already walking all over me.
What is quite cool is Christine started to try save water. So where I am using more water, she's decided to try use less to sort of counteract the things.
Nice.
But she's never been really good at plants. Like, most plants in this household die.
Good at plants.
Kind of.
I like that that's something you might have on your CV.
Yeah.
Skills.
Well,
plants.
She is certainly bad with plants. Okay. Like, they're kind of, I think they arrive in the home.
Yeah.
And then the moment she sort of steps foot anywhere close to it, they begin to wither. But what she has started doing, which I'm pretty sure is not going to make her any better with plants, is she's not using like water that we've, you know, has dripped off our bodies as we've showered.
Mm.
She's using the water from the washing up that's full of like grease and all the washing up liquid.
Do you also, like me, carry it down the stairs to the plants? Or do you have plants on your balcony or something?
We don't all have double-story houses.
Yeah,
Andrew.
Yeah.
You are on this first floor.
Yeah, but we don't own anything.
He's not watering the municipal lawns. He's talking about his own plants.
Yeah, it's not.
He takes it to Bishop's Prep across the road and waters the fields. But now the thing is, recently on Facebook, it got shared around. They posted the top 100 users of water, right?
Yeah.
Was I on this?
You weren't on there. I don't think so. Yeah. I did look for like my area. So like, yeah, Kenilworth represent. But, as in not using lots of water. But anyway, the point is like, we're all trying our best here, you know. Save a couple drops here and there. And then you look at these top 100 users and they're using like 700,000 kiloliters or something. And it's very much that starfish on the beach story. Except instead of starfish, which you can actually count, it's drops of water.
Yeah.
It's like, man, is this half a bucket of water making any difference?
Also,
yes, it is. Every drop counts.
Okay.
I am interested to know what on earth some of those
these people are
doing.
Did
they just have a permanent, like, one of those water slides running down the streets? And
it must be.
It's got to be something weird like that.
There's no transport in the area. We've made a slippery slide.
What's a bit weird about it is that they haven't really bear in mind how long these roads are. Mm. So you could just as easily put, like, the N1. Be like, oh, the N1's using so much water these days.
20 questions. 20 questions.
Welcome back to 20 questions. 2017.
What? It's going to be 2017 questions.
Yeah, imagine that. So you know the rules. Go.
For the sake of the audience, this is Dylan's choice.
A pair of tweezers.
All right, so we have to guess that. Andrew and I didn't hear that. Andrew, you're like terrible at this. I remember from last year.
I know.
You were the worst at this game ever. Yeah. So I'm going to ask the first question.
It's a pity you're on my team.
All right. Is it animal?
No.
Okay. Is it mineral?
Yes.
Mineral. See, I'm already winning. Do I get a point?
No.
Is this a household object?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Both have one yes, one no.
Is it within, I don't know, 10 meters of us?
See, this is a tricky one because I can't.
Okay, that you know of?
No.
Right.
10 meters, so this is
quite a bad question.
Also a terrible question.
10 meters goes into, like, the flat next door. We don't know what's in there.
Well, aren't you glad you're not on my team then?
No, you are on a team. This is like Battlestar Galactica, the board game. You're playing on the same team until the sleeper phase.
Okay.
At which point one of you is secretly playing on another team. And
which
then
one
we all
is
switch
it?
Hats.
As if this game couldn't get any more complicated.
Is 2017.
Is this object recreational in nature?
No.
Does it have to do with
eating, entertaining round?
Does it have to do with
the food,
like food,
the
with food? Food. Does it have to do with food?
Okay. No, I'm going to say no on that.
All right.
Is this an item you would usually find in the bathroom?
Yes.
Hey.
Whoa.
But did you see that? Yes, though. Flip. There were a load of S's on that.
Yeah, but it was still usually found in the bathroom. So we're thinking about soap on a rope,
but it's not within 10 meters.
Rope
of
on
this.
Some soap.
So it's not your. So it would be an. Unless your bathroom's unusual. Whose turn is it?
I think it's your turn to ask another terrible question.
Okay, cool. Would this cost more than
what?
50 rand?
Why are you in the
market for this? If you bought it. I just want to add in my budget.
That is very interesting because this will show my own naivete.
Yeah. I like to ask vague questions.
Can't you just change that number to something like more ridiculously low or high?
What?
Well,
no.
That doesn't help.
Well, is this object less than 1 million rand? Yes, cool. All right, well.
Well, what if I'd said no, though? 50 rand, let's go with. Oh, jeez. Just ask it. Ask both.
If you were to buy it from,
no,
if you were to buy it from Woolworths,
yeah,
would it cost more than 50 rand?
That's interesting. Let's say yes.
Okay.
More than 50 rand. Help.
From
no,
Woolworths.
This doesn't. This really doesn't help at all, Andrew.
One more question, and we'll break.
That is, however, a yes. So,
well, yeah, it was like me asking: is this object a size? Is it?
Yes.
That's not the new thing.
All right. 20 questions. 2017.
Yeah. I think, is this one ply toilet paper?
Why would that cost more than 50 rand?
No.
I see how annoying it is when people ask stupid questions.
That was 20 questions, 2017.
Fun can be found in streeping around.
Okay, so I have a really stupid story.
Awesome.
Okay.
Something that happened to me the other day. My dad went to visit my grandparents in Paarl, and he came back and he brought grapes for us.
Okay.
Because they're plentiful in Paarl.
Sure. Yeah.
Known for grapes.
Yeah.
And I was collecting them from him at his car and walking back to my house, and one of our neighbors who I will say is quite who's quite terse.
Terse.
What is Kurt? That mean? Kurt? Is that their name?
He's Kurt. He's like
oh, is that their name?
Good.
Kurt terse.
Are we gonna cut this story?
He said hey, maybe. Let's find out.
You mentioned a car. He Simon, said, you sold your car since we had the last podcast. How
so he saw that I had a box of grapes.
Yeah.
And he
oh
went,
boy.
And he went, grapes. He went.
This is the worst story ever.
He went, grapes. Enjoy. And so I said, yeah, they're from Paul. And he carried on walking and went, enjoy. And I just wondered if I'd carried on like saying like, oh, my dad brought them to me. Enjoy. How high I could have gotten.
Wow. Kurt sounds like a legend.
This is such a weird story.
Oh, man. Please.
That's my story.
That was definitely worth the 5 minutes it took to tell. I'm so glad we went streeping around with you, Andrew.
It's a pleasure.
Maybe next week you can tell us a story from Kurt's perspective.
Is it true? Is it false? True or false?
Welcome to True or False. It's where we each say a fact which may be true or false. Could be about us, could be about anything, really.
Mm.
And the other people have to decide whether it is true or whether it is false. I think I'll kick this off.
Can I ask you a question, Simon?
Of course you can.
It doesn't relate to this at all.
Yeah.
But do you like grapes from Paul? No. What is under your shoe?
What do you mean? Whoa!
You've stepped on the entire kind of supply of Prestick.
But then it looks like I've stepped from a small Western girl's K. hair.
it's crazy.
It's not ideal.
You have to go at that with like a chisel and hammer.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Anyway, it's true. Been staring at me this whole time and I thought I'd just quickly ask.
Fair enough. All right, so here's my thing for the day.
Yeah.
I can solve any Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
This is definitely not true.
I mean, so, what do you mean first, any Rubik's Cube? First of all, yeah, they're all the same.
No, I mean,
what do you mean?
Like, I mean, if you,
I can solve Rubik's Cubes that are only one move away from being solved in under a minute.
Yeah, well, I'm being specific because you want to know the details,
right?
Because I know that you can, you know, any way that you mix them up, I can put them back.
Okay, any Rubik's Cube. Okay, so list two types of Rubik's Cubes.
Sorry, when I say any Rubik's Cube, I mean in any position.
Shape.
That you've put it in,
yeah.
I can do that and get it back to normal
behind your back.
In less than a minute.
What is normal? Maybe if it's like it will shuffle up, then that's normal.
What is normal? All the singular colors
that's
on
just
one
sorted.
Side.
It doesn't mean normal.
Andrew, did you have your hair cut? It looks nice.
Thanks, man.
I don't believe him, so I just want to use some time.
Yeah. Okay. So, how did you learn to do the Rubik's
Cube? When on earth did you figure this out?
Okay. Well. This is like, there's two reasons for this. The first reason is because we've been off air for so long, I've proactively been trying to come up with new life experiences to use in this section. And I was inspired by the fact that it's become quite a big craze now in like schools. So when I was visiting some friends of mine that have kids, their kid very proudly was able to do a Rubik's Cube in a very short period of time. I thought,
is this like school for the gifted youngsters?
No, this is a normal kid. I thought, well, if he can do it, I'm hopefully slightly more intelligent than him. I should be able to do this. And it's simple in that you just learn a couple of algorithms and then based on what you see is based on what you do.
Okay, so what is one of the algorithms?
So if you get there and the majority... Yeah. Well, so hard things to explain.
Go with your thought.
Tell us the simplest one.
The simplest one is that if you see that it's very heavy towards one color on one of the sides, you use like... they all have such terrible names. You use a backwards shuffle. And you kind of like... You move them backwards, but with a mind of...
But
obviously
why is your miming hand moving them forwards?
No. Backwards towards myself.
Oh, right.
Like what? Like that? I mean, it's so hard to describe in a podcast. But basically,
but
you can
look
it up.
Okay, but here's the thing.
So
right?
I know about 10 of the algorithms
because you claim to be able to do any Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
Yeah,
but there are people who do them in I think a second. Basically,
yeah. Well,
on
I'm
YouTube.
Not saying I'm not at that stage yet. But
are you fighting towards that stage?
Well, I've gone
because for somebody who's quite good at Rubik's cubes. you'd probably be frustrated with how slow you're actually doing them.
And for someone who's apparently trying to learn how to
Rubik's cube
and trying to learn it, I would have assumed that you would have a Rubik's cube around somewhere that you've been practicing with.
It's next to his bed.
It's guys. I've gone from doing a Rubik's cube in what, 35 years or whatever it is. Like, I've never done a Rubik's Cube before.
A Rubik's Cube.
into now doing it in under... I'm pretty proud of myself. Thanks for, like, just shattering my dreams. I'll eventually move towards faster and faster, but for now I'm happy with...
I've never done a Rubik's Cube. If I've picked one up, I've turned it a couple of times.
Well,
I don't understand how they can work.
Well, so you got to learn algorithms. So the backwards shuffle, the lefty loosey is always good.
Wow, it took you a long time to think of lefty loosey.
Another one?
Righty tighty.
There's one just that's simply called the potato, which is a bit like,
you had me up into a potato.
Tell me this, did you learn this at the end of last year or at the beginning of this year?
It was probably November last year is when I started.
So you were doing this around Christmas time, entertaining the family?
No,
New Year's Eve.
It's something I've mainly just done kind of at night before I go to bed. It's not like
the big minute countdown to New Year's. Doing a review.
Hey, everyone.
I think it's something that if you were doing this in November, as we said at the start of the show, we have seen each other outside of podcasting. I'm sure that's what you'd have shown but off.
We're in this. No, well, the thing is, you're going to be treated to a bunch of these in the next couple of months of things that I've deliberately done to try bring something to the table that you're like, oh, that's unexpected. I didn't know Simon had this ability. Booyah, learned it recently.
It is quite clever because I feel like I know everything that you've done prior to the end of the last series of shows.
Yeah, like if you had said in this section that you had gotten up on a surfboard, I would have gone, false, let's just move on.
True, it's a new skill. Okay. It could be false. I could be playing a huge ruse.
Long con.
I still want to say false. I think he would have shown it off.
Yeah, I'm going to say the potato, false.
Well, my friends, you are absolutely correct. It is not true. It is a lie.
Okay. My little factoid is that I photocopied my ass on a photocopy machine and got caught.
Okay, where were you?
I was sitting on a photocopier.
Where was the photocopier sitting?
Photocopier was at my place of work.
Whoa.
No. Which place of work?
A photocopying place.
Okay, all right.
That I once worked at.
Well, that would be tempting because there's so many. There's so many opportunities to photocopy your ass, and you can do it on so many different types of photocopiers. Did you do a color print or a black and white?
I went black and white, arty.
Classic. when you were caught, were you caught because of the picture or doing the act?
The act.
The act.
The act. Yeah. So you weren't caught with just the basic smudges on the screen.
So please walk us through the moment.
Okay, so I started working at this copy shop.
I can confirm he has worked at a copy shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that
you
at least
see,
is
I
true.
Should have made up a new lie. Damn it. Because I was the new guy there, I had to work
the... New guy there. What?
I had to work the shift that was...
You had to work the shift where you expected to photocopy your ass.
No, the one where there's like a crossover of employees.
Yeah.
And one has to kind of... By the end of the day, there's only two people left.
Yes, yeah.
And it was me and this other dude who'd been there for ages. He liked the late
shift. Sounds like a game show.
What?
Who can like last the longest without photocopying their butt?
Yeah, well, clearly not me.
Yeah.
So it was the late shift and I, you know, this guy told me that this is something that people do in the late shift.
So he
coaxed me into it. Yeah, he egged me right on.
I've got a question. Did you do it like right then, there and then, or did you ask him to leave the room? What, like how did that play out?
Yeah, it's in a different room.
Okay.
This is
very private room. There's a little curtain and...
Well, explain which room this was in compared to the others, because I've been to the shop that you worked at, and there aren't really loads of separate rooms.
You've been to it post-renovation when half the shop was bought out, so it did actually get a bit smaller.
Okay.
So there was that section that you walk into and that seems like it's everything, and then there was basically double that behind that. Convenient, I know.
That is convenient.
But that is true.
All right.
So he would be in the front in case people came in.
Yeah. On guard.
Yeah, basically. And to, you know, send faxes, laminate things. And I was in the back doing the old photocopy.
Okay. Well, see, that already makes it more believable because Dylan is famously like never nude in front of people. So I think if he had told me that he had had done this in front of the other guy, I would have been instant.
No chance.
You would have never done that.
But I mean, so you were caught. So how did you get caught?
Well,
that's a terrible guard man that this guy is.
So the guy...
Did he catch you?
No.
Maybe he knew.
You can't catch someone.
Maybe he's forgetful.
It's like,
oh,
I left something in there. Whoa.
So a person came in and it was like a friend of his kind of thing.
Okay.
And I heard chatter and assumed that it would be just a normal client.
Yeah.
But it was this friend, and then he kind of pointed, go in that room kind of thing. And then this friend who I didn't know kind of walked in and saw me.
Sold you out.
Okay.
What did you do with the copy? How many copies did you make?
I think I just made the one, because if you got caught making too many copies, that's grounds for firing when they check their stock.
Okay, how did you get up onto the photocopier?
I stacked reams of paper, made a makeshift ladder. I don't know, there was like a step ladder or a step ladder, one of those chairs that you could sit on or stand on to get things off a shelf.
All right, I don't think it's true. What do you think?
I also think it's false for the potato reason.
Well, that's a shame, because it's false.
Yeah.
A shame for me.
Okay, my truth is that on the weekend I saw Michael Mole buying a little mole.
What?
Okay.
Okay, let's start by establishing for our international listeners.
Yeah.
Who's Michael Mole?
He is a TV presenter. He presents on the show Top Billing. He's quite... I think he was... Wasn't he the Mr. South Africa?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a doctor as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Dr. Mole. Sorry.
So I'm just giving you ammo here.
All right. So tell me, where was he? What pet store was this?
This was at the Reggie's in Cavendish Square.
Hold on. The Reggie's?
Yeah.
They don't sell pets?
No, it was a toy.
A
toy mole.
Who's buying toy moles?
Michael Mole.
Very good.
Okay, wait.
Again, you've got a kid, so maybe you know about this, but I don't remember as a kid there being many kids who were like, you know, I don't want a kitty or a doggy or a dolly. I want a mole.
I want something that has no eyes.
No eyes, a big ugly fangs.
Look, I'm presenting you the fact that Michael Mole was buying a toy mole. Now, I can't say why he was buying a toy mole. I presume it was for a pun.
A pun.
Oh, you presume it was for this podcast.
I kind of feel like this cannot be true whatsoever, because I just don't think that they would have toy moles. It's not exactly up there in the list of...
They have toy moles.
What do you mean they have toy...
They have fluffy toy of like every animal out there.
Is there a famous mole that we're not thinking of, Simon, maybe? Mole of Mole Hole.
There's a mole from Winnie the Pooh. No, that's actually not even a mole. That's a gopher.
His name's Gopher. there's a mole in the Wind in the Willows.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, all the kids are clamoring for the Wind in the Willows action figures.
There's a mole in the FBI. I like that you've come up with this. I definitely don't think it's true. So I'm going
to
go for false.
This sounds like a 5-5. The podcast's coming up. Let me think of a thing quick. Matthew Mole buys a mole.
Michael Mole. It's Michael Mole. It's not Matthew
Mole. That changes things.
Does it?
No, not at all. It's false.
Okay, well, you think it's false?
Yeah.
Simon?
Yeah. It's still false.
You really think it's false?
Yeah, of course.
You don't think he could be buying it for a nephew or...
I don't think they sell toy moles.
They do sell toy moles.
If I go to Reggie's right now, I'd be hard-pressed to find...
I can categorically tell you they sell toy moles.
Yeah, but you're in the section where you meant to lie to me, so I'm not going to believe you.
Did you buy a toy mole?
No, I was there to get a sleep sack.
A sleep sack?
A sleep sack?
It's
what you used to kill toy moles in.
So,
false.
False.
Of course it's false.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 questions.
All right. Is it Soap on a Rope?
No, but I like the name Soap on a Rope.
I also like it.
They came up with that.
That was Andrew's question.
What?
He was next.
Well, you know what? I didn't have a better one.
Are you just going for straight guesses now in the second round? This is hectic.
Is it something that you would take into the shower with you?
No.
Is it something that sits in the bathroom cupboard?
Yes.
Is it...
Well, you're asking very vague questions today, Andrew.
I mean, the...
When you hear at the end, you're going to be like, that was pretty vague.
I mean the...
Cabinet.
The cabinet.
I know what you meant. But like anything could go in there.
No, you wouldn't put a plunger in there.
Well, you said that quite quite aggressively. It's clear I've been hiding the plunger.
You definitely wouldn't put a plunger that's more than 50 rand in there.
Yeah.
Is it something that you have in your bathroom?
At times.
At times.
Is
it going to be like a shower gel?
Is it no, but to do with dental health?
No. Wow, you guys have 5 questions left.
I feel like we can get this.
I think you could get this. I mean, if Andrew stopped asking questions.
This new 20 questions thing is so reckless.
So it's not something you're taking the shower with you?
You haven't been working together, that's why.
Oh, is it...
not even listening to him.
Hey, I know. Yeah. Is it bubble bath?
No.
Not bubble bath. Because that could be more than $50.
Who puts bubble bath in their cabinet?
Does it move? Does it move?
I can see Andrew is thinking. He's thinking of something specific, specific, and then trying to go backwards.
Very specific
one question.
Very specific.
Yeah. What is it? A flusher on a toilet.
Do you take this out of the bathroom?
Oh, yes.
Oh, is it a bucket?
No.
Oh, I thought I had him.
You have 2 questions left. Use them wisely, or just go through them quickly.
Why would you take it out of the bathroom unless it's a towel? But towels. Would you keep towels in the cabinet and not just up on the rack? Once if you don't have a rack, then you would keep it in the cabinet.
What do you take out of a bathroom? But that is normally in a bathroom.
Like medicine.
And it definitely costs more than 50 rand.
You might take medicine.
It wasn't normally in a bathroom, by the way. You said, can you find it?
Is it medicinal?
No.
Not medicinal. How many questions do we have left?
1. I think Andrew's going to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I think it's something like super specific.
Of course it is. It's 20 questions. I think it's fear.
Damn.
Is it handy Andy?
No. Do you want to know what it is?
Wait, we have another question.
Are you getting a bonus question?
Yay! What you phrase as a question, I'm taking as an offering. Okay, so it's my question.
You're so enthusiastic, I couldn't take it back.
It's not handy Andy.
Or maybe it's like a mop.
But you wouldn't put it in a cabinet. How big is your cabinet?
I don't know.
Is it a window cleaner?
No.
Oh.
Can I say what it is yet?
Yeah.
A pair of tweezers.
Boo. That definitely costs less than 50 rand.
I don't know. Does it?
Yeah.
100%.
Like a good one.
Well, at least
do you have a good one?
I'm going to find a pair of tweezers that cost over 50 rand for my own sanity.
Right.
But you could put it in a cabinet and use it somewhere. Yeah.
I should have asked, is it smaller than a bread box?
Yeah, you should have. That's usually question number 3, though. Yeah.
I'd never keep that in my bathroom. I don't even have one of those. I think Christine has one of those.
No, that is something you would keep in a bathroom. That's a legitimate answer.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Well, what's good is I can hear the sweet, sweet sounds of...
Sorry.
The quiz 2017.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's quiz 2017 time.
Cannot wait.
We are kicking it off with some local but lekker talent.
It's a mole.
This week is the Trevor Noah quiz.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
And we're going to start with Trevor Round No One. And for round one, it is, of course, general knowledge. And the first question about Trevor Noah is... Noah's mother named him Trevor in tribute to her favorite celebrity. Beep, who was it?
Beep.
Simon.
Trevor Manuel.
No, that's incorrect.
Father Trevor from St. Martin's.
No, sorry.
Specific.
Yeah.
Beep. I know, it was Trevor, wasn't it?
It actually wasn't, no.
Oh.
It wasn't someone called Trevor.
What?
Yeah.
Can you give us another clue then?
I can.
Now
this
it's basically anyone.
Yeah, so this is a kind of sounds alike, sort of. It's an American, famous American actor from a very iconic movie. A very iconic movie, which was a musical.
Les Miserables.
Is
it from Serafina?
No, that's wrong. It's an American film slash musical.
Boys.
No, older.
Older than Jersey Boys.
Singing in the Rain.
No.
Younger. Simon? Chicago.
No. This is
Music.
I was in the school play.
Oliver Twist.
I did
Grease.
This. Yes.
And John Travolta.
Is the right answer.
Yo. How do you get Trevor from John Travolta?
Yeah, in a quote to the Daily Mail, she said, Trevor was the closest I could get to Travolta.
Fair enough.
So there we go. Question 2. Trevor speaks 6 languages. English, isiXhosa, isiZulu, and Afrikaans. Can you name the last 2?
Beep. Simon. Swahili.
And?
French.
You're both wrong there.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, both of his are wrong.
He speaks Klingon and Hatties.
No. So one of them is a South African language.
Sign language.
No.
A Zulu?
No, I said Zulu.
Well, he does speak it though.
Venda.
Sorry? No.
Venda.
No.
It is Venda, right?
No.
Lozi?
No. But it's similar to
Shona?
It's a Lozi.
No.
Is it similar to Lozi?
Yes. No, it's not Shona.
No, I don't know it then.
It sounds like a country that is close to South Africa.
Lesotho.
Yes, so?
Sotho.
Yes, okay. Yay! That's the one. And the other one?
I feel like I said Sotho within my answer.
He speaks Italian.
No.
He speaks German.
Yes. And I think
time,
Simon got there first.
I can have it.
Yeah!
So basically gave them both.
That's 1 point. Right. So, in his late teens, Trevor had a role in which South African soap opera?
Beep.
Simon.
He didn't go.
Here's the right answer.
Why am I even answering? Done.
Question 4. In 2012, Noah made his first US TV appearance on which TV show?
Beep. Daily Show.
Is incorrect, Simon.
I can't. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, so which TV show did he make his debut on US TV?
Jerry Springer.
Is incorrect. Beep. That would have been interesting.
I think it would be like The Late Show. Or The Late Late Show?
No, it's not The Late Show. It's not The Late Show. It's not Comedians in Cars. It was before that. It's wrong.
Before
Sorry,
King
Dylan.
King of Queens.
No, this is like the this
Beep.
Is a famous
Tonight
one.
Show.
With?
Dave Letterman.
Is incorrect.
Jimmy Fallon.
Is incorrect.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Is incorrect.
Jay Leno.
Is the right answer, Simon. Well done.
Who?
Jay Leno.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah, and it was also, he was the first South African comedian to appear on the program. So we're going to move on to round two, which is whose tweet is it anyway?
Okay,
and
that's Trevor Noah's.
If you remember how this works is I've collected
I
some
it
tweets.
Not really working.
We're going to try it again. So I've collected tweets that are from Trevor Noah, Taylor Swift, or Tom Hanks.
Okay.
All right.
Trevor Noah, Taylor Swift, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Trevor,
all very similar
Taylor,
people.
Or Tom.
Gotcha.
All right. And you need to tell me who it is. And there's four tweets.
Cool.
So the first one is... This is disgusting. Why are people leaking nudes again? And where exactly is the link? Dylan?
That would be Trevor.
Okay, you think it's Trevor?
Yeah.
Simon?
I would also say that that's Trevor.
Okay, well, you're both correct, and Dylan buzzed first, so he gets 2 points, and Simon gets one.
Yay!
All right.
It's interesting.
I still got a point
here.
D.
Okay, the next one is insect, bunny rabbit, bird beak, nope, lost single glove made of leather, pricey loss. And then in brackets, picture of a black glove on the pavement.
This is, I mean,
you heard my beep first there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be Taylor.
Okay, Taylor?
Yeah, I'd also say that Dylan's swift answer is correct and that it's Taylor.
Okay, and you are both incorrect. That was Tom Hanks.
Oh, my word.
I thought it was going to be a twist and that Tom Hanks wasn't going to be on Twitter.
No, he does tweet.
Maybe it'll be that Taylor Swift's not on Twitter.
Ooh.
Huge twist.
Okay, so here we go. Searching for my glasses, a task that would be so much easier if I only had ... my glasses.
Beep, 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 beep,
yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
Simon.
I think Hanks. I don't know if Taylor wears glasses.
Okay.
I'm going for Trevor.
You're going for Trevor?
Yeah.
And you are both incorrect.
Taylor.
That was Taylor.
Taylor,
that
you sneaky weasel.
T-Swizzle. And the last tweet is...
That was quite hip of you. What did you say there? T-Swizzle.
Swizzle, yeah. I'm hip. This
Very
thing
fleek.
Where I go... okay, here we go. This is the last tweet. This thing where I go and get donuts every night at midnight is just a phase, right? P.S. I'm fine. Fine was capitalized, I'll tell you that. Simon?
Kind of you to capitalize that.
Swizzle.
T-Swizzle.
Trevor. Yeah. Just
Trevor.
Making it interesting.
And the correct answer is... Swizzle.
Yay!
So Simon gets 2 points and
it
Dylan,
did seem like a swizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, you are running away with this quiz.
Thanks, man.
Well, it's only it's 5-3. So it's all 6-3.
That's all 5-6.
Round three is finish the
sandwiches.
Quote. So this is these are all quotes from Trevor Noah.
Okay.
And
she's taking over the quiz.
Copy is there. The first one is, I don't think I have thick skin, but I... Dylan.
I'm not a rhino, so why would I?
That's incorrect.
Beep. But I have a thick brain.
That's kind of like a downer on yourself. That's incorrect, Simon.
Don't think I have thick skin, but I don't get offended easily.
Is incorrect...
I don't think I have thick skin, but you do.
No, this is more to do with if someone, because the whole thick skin is about insults. Yeah. Right. So if you were to be insulted, how would Trevor respond?
He'd laugh it off.
But I, any other goes? I'm going to give that to Dylan because it's he heals fast. I heal fast.
It's like Logan. Rest in peace.
Okay, the next quote is if you laugh with
slowly in that film.
We didn't do a movie review section this week.
We didn't. I've even got that written in my notes.
Wow.
Rogue One happened, guys. What did you guys think? Sorry, let's go back.
Okay, the second quote is, if you laugh with somebody, then you know you share...
Beep. Friendship.
I thought the droid was really funny.
It's incorrect, son.
In Rogue One. I keep getting the droids right.
Hey.
Sorry, what?
Come on. Are you gonna answer?
If you laugh with someone, then you share love.
No.
If anyone's
correct.
Chocolate.
If you know what is the Rogue One here, it is Dylan.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to Simon because the answer was, then you know you share something. And what he said first was something. So he said friendship, that is something.
What?
Yeah. Close enough.
Oh, boy.
He buzzed first.
If you do win this, and you definitely will, you should just know that it was a hollow victory.
Okay.
And like that.
The last quote is, I always believe that funny is serious and serious is...
Beep.
Simon.
Serious.
Is incorrect.
Funny.
Is the right answer, Dylan.
Yeah. I thought it would be clever there.
Yeah. Okay.
It didn't pay off.
We're moving on to round four, which is distant relative. And in this case, we're talking about The Daily Show. Now, this is The Daily Show before Trevor...
Beep. John Stewart.
Got there.
Yes.
Okay. So, the first question is, the show, The Daily Show, set a record by winning the Emmy for Outstanding Variety Musical Comedy Series for how many straight years?
Beep.
Closest answer wins.
Beep.
Five.
Seven.
Simon buzzed first. Seven.
I've gone with five.
You've gone with five. Yeah. The closest was Simon because it was nine.
Yay.
Well done. That was from 2003 to 2012.
I'm winning the quiz.
Question two.
Damn it.
Which
is there
famous
any way I can win this, or should I just throw the quiz now?
Yeah, you can still win this.
It's a lie.
No, you can. If you get the last three, if you win the last three, it's a tie.
Oh boy.
Okay, here we go. So which famous actor from the US office was a special correspondent? Dylan.
Steve Carell.
Is the right answer.
Oh dear.
Oh, I've gotten
that one right.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Which British celebrity was reportedly banned from the show after their appearance?
Beep, beep, beep.
Simon did buzz first.
I think it's going to be Russell Brand.
It's incorrect.
James Corden.
Incorrect. Beep, beep, beep. I will say older. Simon buzz
Michael
next.
Caine.
Stephen Fry.
Is incorrect.
Michael Caine.
Is incorrect.
Hugh Laurie.
Is incorrect, Simon.
An older British man. You gave him something for friendship earlier.
Bernard Manning.
Bernard Manning.
Are you going to give it to me?
Is incorrect, Simon. No.
I said an older
Simon
British
has
man.
Been the closest so far because one of the names, one of the first names he said was correct.
Hugh Hefner.
Is incorrect. Is not British.
Oh.
Beep, beep, beep.
Is the right name.
Oh. Hugh Bonneville.
Is incorrect, Dylan.
What?
Hugh Jackman. But he's
is,
not British.
Is incorrect, yeah. Simon.
How many Hughes are there? Why can't
there's
I
one
this?
Famous one.
Really famous?
Yes.
What's he been in?
Everything.
Oh, Hugh Grant.
Is the right answer, Simon.
Of course, that's Hugh Grant. I've won it. Haven't I won it?
There's one more question.
I mean, is there any point
this.
In the last question?
Okay, here we go.
There were 2 points for the last question.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson has pointed out a big issue with the old show's intro animation. What is wrong with the Earth in the animation?
Beep, beep, beep.
Simon buzzed first.
It's missing Australia.
It's incorrect.
It's round. It should be kind of oblong.
Is incorrect.
Can I have another?
Yes.
It's turning the wrong way.
Is the right answer.
Sweet.
I can reveal at the end of the quiz that for the first time in 2017, Simon is the winner.
Yay!
With 9 points to seven.
Two.
To seven. A good turnout.
Sweet.
A good turnout? That's like,
yeah.
You know, that's like you giving him a award for just pitching up for the podcast.
I'll take it. I did pitch up for the podcast.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's good to be back. Thank
it
you very much for tuning in.
I thought
in.
It was an interesting turn that the Death Star kind of was sabotaged from the inside. It changes the way you look at New Hope now.
Well, that's good. On that bombshell. Bye.
Bye.